brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次在主面前，能够寻求他的心意。
Thank the Lord that once again we can meditate upon His will before the Lord.
我们在读圣经以前，我们先有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers before we read the scriptures.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们的拯救。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the salvation you have given us.
并且把我们带回到你的家中。
And also bring us back to your home.
也成为你儿子耶稣基督的身体里面的肢体。
And also we can become the members of the body of Christ of your Son.
你也借着你的教会，要把你国度的见证能够彰显出来。
Also through your church, you can manifest the testimony of your kingdom.
我们实在承认以我们这有限的头脑和心智难以明白。
We really have to confess that we cannot understand with our limited mind and brain.
我们需要你智慧和启示灵充满我们。
We need your spirit, wisdom, and revelation to fill us.
我们求你今天在使用这一点有限的机会。
We do pray that once again use this limited opportunity.
像说话的，像翻译的，像听话的。显现说话。
Manifest yourself, reveal yourself to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear.
我们需要你无限量的圣灵来充满我们。
We do pray the unlimited fullness of your Holy Spirit fills us.
唯有你知道我们的光景。
You are the only one who knows our condition.
也唯有你知道我们需要什么。
And you are the only one who knows what we need.
也唯有你能够供应我们所需要的。
And you are the only provision of our needs.
也唯有你能把我们带到那个实际，也能够叫我们能够达到你所心满意足的光景。
And you are the only one who can bring us into the reality and guide us into what you are pleased.
我们无依无靠的把我们每一位，把这个时间，把这个环境，把一切交托在你的手中。
And we commit this time, this environment onto your hands without any other dependence.
求你遇见我们。
Pray that you meet us.
向我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
触摸我们的深处。
Touch the deepest of our hearts.
带领我们到你的宝座前。
And bring us before your throne.
叫我们把你当得的荣耀敬拜来归给你。
So we can give you all the glory and worship unto you.
叫我们得着你所要施给我们的建造和成长。
And we can receive the building up and also the growth you would like to give us.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们请大家再看几处的圣经。
So let's look at a few places of scripture.
先请看启示录第二十二章第七节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 22 verse 7.
看哪、我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
看哪、我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that hears say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testified these things says, Surely I come quickly, Amen, even so, come, Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣宣告的话。也里面也有约翰代表教会回应的话。
This is the proclamation of our Lord Jesus, and also John representing the church has responded back.
就是主耶稣宣告他必快来。
And our Lord Jesus has proclaimed that he would definitely come quickly.
我们在读启示录十九章第九节。
And let's read Revelation 19 verse 9.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴 羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。又对我说，这是真实的话。
And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God.
感谢主把这句话写在圣经里面。
Thank the Lord for writing this verse in the Bible.
他说，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。
Blessed are those who are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.
这个请呢，同时就是一个呼召。
This invitation is also a calling.
这个被呼召的对象呢，是所有听见的人。
Those who are being called are those who have heard this.
那我们需要主帮助我们。
So we need the Lord to help us.
在我们里面有一个真实的看见和认识。
And there's a true seeing and understanding within us.
也成为我们人生的目标。
And also become the goal of our lives.
他说这里一个有福就是可以参加羔羊婚宴。
And the blessing here is those who are able to join in the marriage supper of the Lamb.
如果有人拒绝参加，主也不会勉强。
If anyone rejects to enter, but the Lord will not force them.
但是呢，主说能够被邀请参加羔羊之婚宴的，这是有福气的。
But our Lord says that those are blessed. It's a blessing who are being called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
所以我们如果相信主的话，
Therefore, if we trust Lord's words,
相信主对我们的呼召，我们就应该回应他。
If we believe unto the calling of the Lord, we shall respond.
那他后面又再一个强调的话，又对我说，这是神真实的话。
And once again, it re-emphasized that these are the true sayings of God.
这个真实的话就是神不说谎。
The true saying is that God does not say.
真的是有福的。
It's so blessed.
希望主把这个福气呢放在我们心里面。
And do hope that God put this blessing in our hearts.
这不但是基督徒个人的盼望。
It's not only the Christian's individual hope.
这也是教会的前途。
But that's also the future for church.
所以这个预备不单是个人的，也是团体的。
So this preparation is not just individually, but also corporately.
好，那我们再看马太福音第二十五章。
Let's look at Book of Matthew chapter 25.
我们从第一节读到第十三节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 13.
那时，天国好比十个童女，拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish.
愚拙的拿着灯，却不预备油。
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯，又预备油在器皿里。
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
半夜，有人喊着说：“新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。”
And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom comes. You go out to meet him."
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
Then all those virgins arise and trim their lamps.
愚拙的对聪明的说。请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
And the foolish say unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
But the wise answer saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go you rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.
他们去买的时候新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut.
其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。”
Afterward came also other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us."
他却回答说：“我实在告诉你们。”我不认识你们。
But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰， 你们不知道。
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes.
关于这段圣经，我们过去已经看了两次。
We have already looked at the scripture two times.
所以我们对于这段圣经里面应该是有点印象。
So we should have some impression about this.
那我想今天呢，我们在思考两方面的问题。
So today, let us look at two other aspects.
第一个问题就是，这里在这个在这段圣经里面很重要的是预备油。
So one aspect is that it's very important mentioned here to prepare the oil.
这个预备油呢，就是接受油啊，接受从主来的油。
To be prepared with the oil is to receive the oil from the Lord.
那圣经讲到油呢，就讲到圣灵。
When the Bible mentions the oil, it talks about the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，就是我们需要不断不但是一次被圣灵充满，而且需要持续的被圣灵充满。
So we do not just need to be filled by the Holy Spirit once, but we should be continuously be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以基督徒的生活可以说是在圣灵充满里面顺服圣灵的生活。
So the life of Christian shall be the life that's being filled by the Holy Spirit and obeying the Holy Spirit.
那要问一个问题。
So we shall have a question.
怎么样能被圣灵充满？
How we can be filled by the Holy Spirit?
是不是靠我们的努力呢？
Is it by our own effort?
是不是有什么特别的技术呢？
Or any special way or method?
被圣灵充满需要谦卑地来到主面前。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit, we must humbly come before the Lord.
承认自己的罪。
To confess our sins.
接受耶稣基督他被钉十字架的事实。
And to accept the reality, the fact that Lord Jesus Christ has been crucified.
也是接受耶稣基督把我们同钉十字架的事实。
And also accept the reality, the fact that Lord Jesus Christ has also crucified us together with him.
所以我们来到这位复活的基督、升天的基督面前，你就会被圣灵充满。
So as soon as we come before this resurrected Christ and the one who ascend on high, we shall be filled by the Holy Spirit.
因为第一次圣灵充满就是教会第一次圣灵充满，在使徒行传第二章。
The first time church is being filled by the Holy Spirit appears in Acts chapter 2.
彼得说，你们所杀的基督耶稣，他现在已经升到天上，复活了，升到天上。神已经立他为主，为基督了。
Lord Jesus, Peter says that the Lord Jesus who you have crucified, who's already risen, who's already resurrected, risen, and also being in heaven, and God has already set him as Lord as Christ.
所以复活的主、升天的主，如果在我们身上真的坐宝座、掌王权。
So this resurrected Lord and the Lord who has ascended on high, if he's truly in reign on the throne in our hearts,
你就很容易被圣灵充满。
Then we are very easily being filled by the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵怎么充满我们呢？
So how can the Holy Spirit fill us?
是从我们的心。
That's from our heart.
也在我们的灵里面。
And also in our spirit.
所以我们的心什么时候转向主，你就容易被圣灵充满。
So whenever our hearts turn to the Lord, then very easily we can be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们的灵向他打开。
And our spirit are open to him.
你就很容易被圣灵充满。
Then very easily we are being filled by the Holy Spirit.
那再问一个问题。
Then let's have another question.
我们在什么样的状况底下需要被圣灵充满？
Under what condition we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
因为我们可能以为说，反正我现在罪得赦免，我现在信主了，我罪得赦免。我以前没有信主以前怎样生活，我现在还是同样的生活。
We might thought that since now we believe the Lord, our sins are being forgiven already. So whatever kind of life we had before we believe the Lord, we can continue.
当然，就着一些，比如你原来是在华尔街工作，你现在信主了，得救了，你还在华尔街工作。
Of course, for some, if you used to work in Wall Street before and now you have believed the Lord, now you can continue to work in Wall Street.
但是呢，你在信主以前，你认识耶稣基督以前，你信主以后，你发现在你心里面的重点，在你这个人身上的重点不同。
But you will realize your focus in your heart and your life will be different before and after you believe the Lord.
当我在思想这个问题的时候，我就把马太福音里面可以发现的把它找出来。
So as we think about this issue, then I seek after all those what I can find in Book of Matthew.
就是刚才我们看的是童女嘛，对不对？童女在她睡了以前，她应该是活在被圣灵充满的实际里面。
As we look at about the virgins before they sleep, then they should live under the condition of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
那被圣灵充满就是装满油的状态。
So being filled by the Holy Spirit means being filled by the oil.
那有很多的情况，他会发现自己非常需要圣灵充满。
So under many conditions, they realize they definitely need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看一看这些圣徒。在睡了以前，他在神面前受了什么托付
？So let us look at what are those saints before they sleep, then what kind of entrustment they have received from the Lord.
所以，请大家稍微注意一下我所这个读的圣经。
So please pay attention to the verses I read.
我们先看马太福音第五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 5.
十三到十六节。
Verse 13 to 16.
你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it salt it? Is it therefore good for nothing, but be cast out and to be trodden under foot of man?
你们是世上的光，城照在山上，是不能隐藏的。
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
Neither do men light a candle and put it underneath a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Let your light so shine before men, so that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
这里讲到世上的盐和世上的光。
It talks about the salt of the earth and the light.
中文的翻译世上的盐跟世上的光，中文的看起来是一样。
Although the Chinese translation, the salt of the earth and the light of the world seems the same.
这个世上这个字，在世上的盐呢，那个原文那个字是地上。
For the original text, it says south of the earth.
就是地上的盐，然后那个世上的光呢，那个是世界，是个有系统的世界。
And also for the light, it mentions the light of the world, which is the worldly system.
盐可以说是防腐。
The salt is a preservative.
所以基督徒在地上应该是使这个地上这个往必朽坏的那样去的那个速度是减慢的。
So for Christians being on earth, they should slow down the corruption of the earth.
但是基督徒必有基督徒的味道。
But Christians should have their own savor.
所以盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？
Therefore, if the salt have lost his savor, wherefore shall it be salted?
那这里盐的味是什么味呢？
So what is the taste for the salt?
我想前面的八福或者九福是一个重要的关键。
I think the beatitude mentioned before is a very important point.
那个八福或者九福就是讲到国度在基督徒身上的实际。
All the eight or nine blessings mentioned prior talks about the reality of the heavenly kingdom.
这个实际呢是从灵里面开始的，因为第一个福是什么？灵里贫穷的人有福了。中文翻译是虚心的人，但事实上还是灵里贫穷的人。
And this reality starts from the spirit, from the heart, because the first blessing is blessed are the poor in spirit.
所以天国的实际是从心里面开始，是从灵里面开始。
So the reality of the heavenly kingdom starts from heart, starts from spirit.
如果我们不是灵里贫穷的，我们就很难进入那一个天国的世界。
If we are not poor in spirit, then it's very hard for us to enter into the reality of the kingdom.
那我们需要做地上的盐， 需要做世界的光，就需要从灵里面开始。
So in order for us to be salt of the earth and the light of the world, we should start from our within our spirit.
不但从灵里面开始，需要被圣灵充满。
Not only start from there, but we shall be filled by the Holy Spirit.
你会发现，如果你是用守律法的方式来要显出国度的见证，做不到。
You will find it's impossible if you try to manifest the testimony of the kingdom by keeping the law.
只有圣灵可以把我们带到那一切的实际。
Only the Holy Spirit can lead us into all truth.
那个八福可以说是从个人来到主的面前。
For those eight blessings, it's that starting from individual who come before the Lord.
对世界有个新的认识。
And there's a new understanding toward the world.
这个人充满主的同在。
This person being filled with the presence of the Lord.
这个人也充满主的权柄。
And this person also filled with the authority of the Lord.
这个人不但恢复了跟创造者、跟宇宙的主宰者和谐的关系。
Not only this person restore the harmony relationship with the creator of the universe.
这个人呢，也能把人带到与创造者和谐的关系。
And this person can also bring back other people to have a harmony relationship with the creator.
以至于到一个地步，他不但使人与神和好，他也使人与人和好。
So it's to the point that not he able to reconcile with God, but also he let man reconcile with God.
没有圣灵充满，没有人能做到这件事情。
It's impossible for anyone to do this without being filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们再看另外一段圣经。
Then let's look at another place of scripture.
在马太福音第七章21-27节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 through 27。
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能进去。
Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into a kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven.
当那日，必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And then will I profess unto them, I never know you, depart from me, you that work iniquity.
所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Therefore, whoever hears these things of mine and does them, I will liken them unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
And the rain descended, and the flood come, and the wind blow, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上。
And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌，并且倒塌的很大。
And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, the beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
这里这段圣经有聪明的人和无知的人。
Here it talks about the wise and the foolish.
如果从原文字看呢，那个聪明的人呢，跟那十个童女的聪明同一个字。
The original text of those wise men is the same as the wise virgin.
那无知的人呢，跟愚拙的那五个愚拙童女愚拙呢，同一个字。
And the word foolish here is the same as the foolish described of the virgin.
所以一面讲的是油，在一面讲的是话。
So on one hand it talks about the oil, on the other hand it talks about words.
所以我们对于主的话的态度，那个实际，就决定我们是聪明的，还是愚拙的。
So the fact of how our attitude is toward the Lord's words, it determines whether we are wise or foolish.
但这段话呢，是要我们在主的话里面被建造在神的家中。
And those verses would like us to be built within the house of God, based on God's words.
不过这在主的话里面建造呢，不是在记忆中建造。
But to build up upon God's words is not just to build upon within our memory.
我们如果把主的话当作守律法来守。
If we keep our Lord's words as keeping the law,
你会发现你的日子是会叫你崩溃的。
Then you would think your days would drive you crazy.
好，就像刚刚我们弟兄讲的这个我们必须要在生命圣灵的律里面才办法。
Just like our brother mentioned, we shall live in this law of life and of spirit.
我们可以读主的话，也把主的话记到心里面。
We can read Lord's words and also memorize in our hearts.
但没有办法用自己的力量来守。
But we cannot keep it by our own effort.
只有圣灵能够带我们进入实际。
Only the Holy Spirit can guide us into truth.
圣灵能够在我们需要那个话的时候呢，他会把那个话想叫我们想起来。
The Holy Spirit will remind us all those words when we need them.
啊，如果我们跟随主哈，我们遵守主的话，啊，是靠记忆力的话。
If we follow the commandment and follow the words of the Lord just by memory,
那我相信有好一批人是很占优势的。
I think there are a lot of us maybe surpassing others.
哪一批人呢？
What group of people?
记忆力特别好的人。
Those who are especially good with memorizing things.
我认识一个姊妹。
I know a sister.
她是他们家的 GPS.
She is the GPS of their home.
她不需要这个 GPS, 她就是那个 GPS.
She doesn't even need the actual GPS. She's the one.
她只要走过一次就记得了。
She remembers all those roads as soon as she walks, she just goes once.
我坐她的车啊，她弟兄坐她旁，她弟兄在开车，她坐在旁边。
When her husband is driving and she is next to him.
她就讲说，在多远要转弯了，在多远要怎么走。
She tells him where to turn and how far.
她手上没有地图。
She doesn't even have a map.
全部在她的里面。
It's all in her head.
那如果我们没有这个能力怎么办
？So what shall we do if we don't have such ability？
尤其我自己是在记忆力是最坏的。
Especially myself is very bad with memory。
我还不需要年纪大，我记忆力已经不好了。
I'm already bad with memorizing things even before I get older。
我印象很深，从我小学的时候我就觉得我记不住东西。
I even know that ever since I was in elementary school, I can't remember things。
所以每次碰到要背东西的时候。我都觉得很辛苦。
So I feel so much, it's so difficult for me to memorize things.
那如果说要把主的话记得，然后再跟随的话，那我第一个投降。
So if I need to memorize Lord's words first, then follow, then I really surrender.
但是我读到圣经的时候，主耶稣的话安慰我。
But when I read the Bible, the words of the Lord comfort me.
圣灵来，要叫你们想起我对你们说过的话。
The Holy Spirit comes and He will remind you of all the words I spoke.
我不记得。
I don't remember.
我甚至不知道它在哪里。
I don't even know where those words are.
但圣灵叫我们想起。
But the Holy Spirit help us to remember.
所以听主的话，跟随主是在圣灵里面。
So it's within the Spirit when we listen and also follow Lord's words.
如果你会这样子的话，你就觉得主是奇妙的主。
If you are able to do that, then you will find our Lord is an amazing Lord.
不但是奇妙的主，你更愿意跟主保持一个非常融洽、和谐，而且能够通畅交通的光景。
Not only an amazing Lord, but you even further would like to keep such a harmonious relationship without hindrance of the fellowship with Him.
我不靠我天然的记忆力。
And not just by my own nature memorization.
我需要被主圣灵充满。
I need to be filled by the Lord's Holy Spirit.
什么时候该向左，什么时候该向右，什么时候该行动，宝座的主借着圣灵带领我。
Whenever I should turn left or right, wherever I should go ahead or stop, then the Lord in the throne through the Holy Spirit guides me.
这是一个奇妙的生活。
That's an amazing life.
这也是叫我们可以常常来到主面前就觉得。很兴奋，而且什么？你里面很得激励的。
And it often makes us so feel so excited and also encouraged as soon as we come before the Lord.
所以要行在主的话里面，被建造在 他的家里面。
So we shall walk in the words of the Lord and being built up within His house.
神不是把我们拯救回来，然后好像一盘散沙，散在大家都不能联络的光景。
God does not just save us back and then we become like a scattered sand in which that nobody can communicate with one another.
神是把我们拯救回来，进入神的家。
God is to redeem us back into His house.
这是神的家，不是等到我们离开这个世界之后，我们才进神的家。
And that is the house of God which does not need us to wait until we leave this world to enter in.
如果主在我们身上有影响力，能够引导我们。
If the Lord has such influence upon us and can guide us,
神的家的经历是现在。
Then the experience of the house of God is right now.
神的家的经历不是要等到将来。
The experience of the house of God shall not be waited till the later.
所以我们需要被主带领，能够活在神的话里面，能够被建造在神的家里面。
So we shall be being guided by the Lord so we can live in His house and being built up in His house.
教会如果有神的家的实际，人来到当中就觉得这是神的家，也是我的家。
If the church has the reality of the house of God, then when other people come here, then they will know that that's the house of God as well as my own home.
教会如果没有神的家的实际，人来到这里会觉得这不过是一个社团。
If the church does not have the reality of the house of God, then when people come here, they will think it's just an organization.
我们在世界上的社团怎样，在这里好像也看到那样。
Whatever the organization in the world is, so they think this is same here.
这不是神要的。
And that's not what God wants.
神要我们被建造成为他的家。
God would like us to build us up to become His house.
在他的话语里面。
Within His word.
在实际的生活中。
And also in the reality of life.
不是将来，是现在。
It's not in the future, but now.
是现在，我们就需要在活在神的家里面的实际。
Now we should live in the reality of living in the house of God.
好，我们再看另外一段圣经。
So let's look at another place.
马太第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
第五节。
Verse
到第八节。
5 through 8.
耶稣差着十二个人去，吩咐他们说：外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚的人的城你们不要进。
These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter you not.
宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
随走随传说天国近了。
And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这是主吩咐门徒出去做的事。
Those are the words, the commandments from our Lord for His disciples to do.
主不单是要叫人罪得赦免。
Our Lord does not just want people's sins being forgiven.
主要叫他所呼召回来的人，里面有一个十分的确定，天国近了。
And Lord would like those whom He has called back to have such assurance that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
使徒约翰出来传道，第一句话什么？天国近了。
What is the first words of the John the Baptist when he came to preach? He said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主耶稣出来传道，第一句话什么？天国近了。
And what's the first words of our Lord Jesus when he started to preach? He said the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主吩咐门徒出去，也叫人知道天国近了。
And our Lord Jesus command those disciples to go out and also he would like others to know the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
So we need the Lord to help us.
进入国度的实际，有丰富的认识，才有办法宣告天国近了。
To enter into the reality of the kingdom and to richly understand it, therefore then can proclaim the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
好，我们再看马太福音第十章十八节。
Then let's look at Matthew chapter 10 verse 18.
并且你们要为我的缘故被送到诸侯君王面前，对他们和外邦人做见证。
And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for the testimony against them and the Gentiles.
这是主吩咐门徒出去，要在世人，在甚至在诸侯君王面前，在外邦人面前做见证。
So the Lord has commanded the disciples to testify before the governors, the kings, and all the Gentiles.
做见证需不需要被圣灵充满？
So to testify, do they need to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
没有被圣灵充满，能不能做见证？
Without being filled by the Holy Spirit, can they testify?
在这段做见证的话里面，
In those verses about testify,
主告诉他们说，你不要忧虑要说什么。
Lord told them that don't worry about what you should say.
到时候圣灵就会把话给你们。
At a given time, then the Holy Spirit shall give you the words.
你只要照着顺服圣灵，圣灵的话给你们，你就知道怎么做见证。
Just obey the Holy Spirit, and when the words are given to you, then you know what to say.
哎呀，我看到这段话，我太高兴了。
I'm so grateful when I see those words.
我们做见证不需要写草稿的。
I don't even need to write a note before I testify.
但需要什么？被圣灵充满。
But definitely needs to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我的草稿就是被圣灵充满。
My draft is to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我的预备就是装满油。
My preparation is to be filled by oil.
圣灵就知道什么时候该说什么话。
Then the Holy Spirit knows what to say at what time.
我记得我第一次经历这个话的宝贵，是在一个婚宴上面。
I remember the first time I experienced such precious of those verses is on the wedding.
我大学同学结婚，我非常好的同学。
One of my really close college friends got married.
我很可惜啊，所有同学里面只请两位。
But very unfortunately that among all other classmates, he only invites two of us.
我很荣幸被当中被邀请的那一位。
I was very glad I was one of them.
因为只有两位是不可能同学坐一桌啊。
Because there were only two classmates, so we could not sit together.
所以我们被摆在一群我们不认识的人当中。
So I was being seated among those who I did not know.
那很不巧了，要吃饭的时候，我说对不起，我要祷告一下。
And also I say that, excuse me, I need to pray before the meal.
然后我就在他们面前祷告。
So I pray before them.
我只是为我自己祷告，我没有想他们的事情。
I was just praying for myself. I did not think of others.
没想到这个一祷告完了之后。
But after I prayed,
你信耶稣的？
And someone say, oh, you believe in Jesus?
然后就一个问题来了，然后又另外一个问题来了。
Then one question after another came up.
他说我是回教的。
Some says I'm Muslim.
我是佛教的。
Some says I'm Buddhist.
然后就开始一句一句一句，哇，全部都往这里来了。
And then all those questions started to come up.
哎呀，感谢主，圣灵充满我。
But thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit filled me.
我也不晓得为什么哈。他说什么我就有话回他。
And I did not even know why that whatever they said, I had answers for them.
那时候就是有话，他不管说什么我就有话回他。
Whatever they said, I had words to answer.
不是乱说的话，不是胡扯的话。
Those were not just random words.
你知道他最后怎么回应呢？
And do you know what they said to me?
他说，哎，我认识那么多信耶稣的，我看你最清楚啊。
I have known so many other Christians, but you are the one who knows clear, the most clear.
他们不知道我可能信主只有一年左右。
They actually did not realize I only believed the Lord for 1 year.
我很多都不清楚。
I actually did not understand much.
但是呢，圣灵那时候就有话为主做见证。
But then the Holy Spirit enabled me to testify for the Lord.
所以基督徒的生活是一个做见证的生活。
So the life of Christians is the life of testimony.
你并不知道你什么时候需要做见证。
You do not know when you need to testify.
我去的时候，我完全没有想到说我要做见证。
When I went, I completely did not think I need to testify.
我是想说今天好好来吃一顿。
I only thought I just come to the wedding dinner.
跟我这个结婚的同学好好一同欢乐一下。
And then I can be happy together with my friend who's getting married.
没想到那个祷告一完了。所有的话一通通往我这边来。
I did not think that after I prayed, then all those questions came up.
还不够，那一桌还不够，连我同学的哥哥也跑进来。
And it was not even enough just for that table. Even the older brother of my classmate came to ask me.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
圣灵知道怎么教我做见证。
The Holy Spirit knows how to teach me to testify.
不需要勉强。
and did not even need to be forced.
不需要你准备一大堆资料,
did not need to have much resources ahead.
不需要你绞尽脑汁,
and do not need me to think so hard.
圣灵充满你, 圣灵就会教你, 怎么样在什么时候, 什么情况,
when the Holy Spirit fills you, then He will teach you at what time, what moment you should testify for the Lord. Then let's look at other places.
13章,
chapter 13, verse 37 through 43.
进前来说，请把田间败子的比喻讲给我们听。
Then Jesus, verse 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, "Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field."
他回答说，那撒好种的就是人子。
He answered and said unto them, "He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man."
田地就是世界。 好种就是天国之子,
the field is the world, the good seeds are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one.
撒败子的仇敌就是魔鬼, 收割的时候就是世界的末了, 收割的人就是天使。
The enemy that sold them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels.
将败子薅出来, 用火焚烧, 世界的末了, 也要如此。
As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the field, so shall it be in the end of this world.
人只要差遣使者, 把一切叫人跌倒和作恶的, 从他国里挑出来。
And the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend them, and them which do iniquity.
丢在火炉里, 在那里, 必要哀哭切齿了。
And shall cast them into the furnace of fire, there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
那时义人在他们父的国里要发出光来。
Then shall the righteous send forth as the sun in the kingdom of their father.
像太阳一样,有耳可听的就应当听。
Who has ears to hear, let him hear.
我想你初初读这一段,你好像不知道,好像一下抓不到重点。
I think if you read this for the first few times, then you might not understand it.
这一段话呢, 告诉我们, 我们每一个基督徒是被神放在神所栽种的地方。
It tells us that each of us Christians is being put in the place where God sold us.
就好像以色列人他们从埃及被救出来,
just like Israelites being redeemed out from Egypt.
神把他们栽在迦南地。
God planted them in the land of Canaan.
所以神给他们的疆界, 神所定的年限是在迦南地。
So the boundary God has set for them is in the land of Canaan.
那是在旧约以色列。
And that's the Old Testament time Israel.
今天在我们身上，主也做这个工作。
And God also do the same work on us today.
主会把他拯救回来的圣徒呢，摆在一个地方。
God will put the people He has redeemed back in a certain place.
就是栽在那个地方。
That is to plant there.
我们好像一棵树或什么，就种在那个地方。We
are just like trees being planted.
那就在那里成长。好，这里讲的是麦子跟败子。And
to grow, and here talks about the wheat and the tares.
所以对我们来讲，我们需要在主面前能够求主让我们明白。So
to us, we need the Lord to help us to understand.
你到底把我栽在哪里啊？Where
does He plant us at?
因为我们可能。 这一个是信主的, 但是我们不知道神把我放在那块地，是把我种在那个地方。
For we do believe the Lord, but we might not understand that when the Lord put us in certain place, is to plant us there.
那栽在那里做什么呢? 要把国度的实际能够显出来。
And what to do is when He plants us there, that is to manifest the reality of the kingdom.
那这个实际呢, 你会发现在这段话里面哈, 他说什么样的？他说第41节说， 人只要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的作恶的，从他国里挑出来。And
verse 41 says, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity.
也就是神 把我们放在那块地，然后在那块地做为主做收回的工作。
为主做收
回。收回。
哦，收回。Okay. That is our Lord put us in this place and doing the harvesting work for the Lord.
我想我们基本上没有这个想法。
I think we normally do not think this way.
我承认我在信主以前根本没这个想法。
I confess that I never thought about this before I believed the Lord.
就是我刚信主一段时间也没这个想法。
And even after I believed the Lord, I did not think of this.
是我逐渐读圣经才慢慢发现，哦，主把我放在那个地方，是为了主做国度的整个转移的工作。
Then after I believed the Lord for a while, I started to realize that Lord put me in a certain place is to do the turning point work of the kingdom.
没有错，我们在地上是寄居的，是客旅。
It's true, we are sojourners on this earth.
但是，一面是寄居，一面是客旅，一面又是神用来收回地的主权的一个器皿。
It's true, we are pilgrims and we are sojourners of this world. But on the other hand, Lord uses us to do the turning back and the reaping work for the kingdom.
当然，全地的主权已经在耶稣基督的手上，在神的羔羊那里。
Of course, the entire earth's dominion is already in Lord Jesus and the Lamb of God.
所以他拿着地契，他一个印一个印打开。
So he has the deed, and then he opened each seal.
但是呢，他也借着他的教会，借着他所买赎回来愿意跟随他的人，在实际的那块地呢，得显出那个收回的实际。
But also through his church and through those he redeemed back, then he would like to reveal his dominion of the deed he has.
所以这里我觉得是一个很开我眼睛的。
So this truly opened my eyes.
今天我们是在这里做寄居的，那。这块地呢，是属谁的呢？
As we are sojourners today, so where does this land belong to today?
那这四十一节是说什么？要从他的国里挑出来。明明他在那里是寄居的，但他事实上已经做了收复的工作。
And here says they shall gather out his, from his kingdom. So although they are sojourners, but at the same time they are doing the reaping work.
所以如果我们在神所在的地方写出国度的实际，这块地呢，它就有神国度、神掌权的实际。
So if the reality of Lord's kingdom is being revealed at where we are, then this land shall reveal the reality of the dominion of God.
这是神重大的托付。
And that's a great entrustment from God.
这也是艰难的工作。
And that's very difficult work.
为什么呢？因为你发现这块地呢，不是只有麦子，还有稗子。
For you realize this land does not just have wheat but also tares.
所以表示有黑暗的势力在那里做。
And there's the work of the power of darkness there.
那在这样的情况底下，你要长成，需不需要圣灵充满？
So under such condition, in order to grow up, does it need to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
这个麦子要成长，需不需要圣灵充满？
Does it need to be filled by the Holy Spirit in order for the wheat to grow?
这个主权把它收回，归给神，需不需要圣灵工作？
To reclaim back the dominion unto God, does it need the work of the Holy Spirit?
实在我们需要天天被圣灵充满。
We truly need to be filled by the Holy Spirit daily.
好，我们再看马太福音十六章。
Then let's look at Matthew chapter 16.
从十五节看到十九节。
Start from verse 15 to 19.
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
He said unto them, But who say you that I am?
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血气的只是你的。乃是我在天上的父指示的。
And Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
这里是主借的教会显明他是基督，他是永生神的儿子。
And here, Lord, through the church, to manifest that he is Christ, the Son of the living God.
教会有实际是他是基督，他是永生神的儿子。
For the church to have its reality is because he is the Christ and the Son of the living God.
基督是意思就是神所高的，神圣灵高抹的。
The meaning of Christ is the anointed one of God.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候，他肉身在地上，但他事实上是被圣灵充满的，所以他所有的事情，所有的一切都有圣灵在他身上，在那里工作运行。
So when our Lord Jesus was on earth, although he was on the earth, but then he is being filled by the Holy Spirit, therefore all of those are being worked done by God.
今天教会也应当是被圣灵所充满。
So the church today shall be filled by the Holy Spirit also.
不只是如此。
Not only that.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
也就是胜过死亡。
That is to overcome death.
胜过黑暗的权势。
Overcome the power of darkness.
所以在教会里面不应当有死亡的东西。
Therefore, there should be nothing about death in church.
因为我们都活在复活的那一年。
For we all live in the resurrected.
所以应该是在圣灵里面把我们带到那个复活的那个层次去。
So in the Holy Spirit, it should bring us into the level of being resurrected.
这需要圣灵充满。
That needs to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
啊，在圣灵充满里面，你就很容易进入那个复活的那样的一个经历里面。
So when being filled by the Holy Spirit, it's very easy to enter into the resurrected experience.
好，再看十七章第四、第五节。
So chapter 17, verse 4 and 5.
彼得对耶稣说，主啊，我们在这里真好，你若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
Then answered Peter and say unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他，且有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him.
这里有一个特别的功课，就是会听主耶稣的。
Here has a special lesson that is to listen to Lord Jesus.
这是父神为主耶稣做见证。
That is Heavenly Father testify for Lord Jesus.
在彼得的眼里面看，主耶稣可能跟摩西跟以利亚差不多。
In Peter's eyes, our Lord Jesus might be the same as Moses and Elijah.
摩西跟以利亚都是神的仆人。
Moses and Elijah are both servants of God.
但主耶稣虽然是儿子也为仆人。
And our Lord Jesus, although he's son, but also he is a servant.
但父神特别强调，不是摩西，不是以利亚，你要听主耶稣。
But Heavenly Father specially emphasized not Moses nor Elijah, but you have to listen to Lord Jesus.
任何对我们再有帮助的弟兄或者姊妹，他在我们身上的地位都不能胜过主耶稣。
Regardless of how helpful a brother or sister to us, but their position within us cannot surpass Lord Jesus.
如果主耶稣有话说，这个话要远远超过所有帮助我们的弟兄姊妹。
If Lord Jesus speak to us, then whatever he says should be surpassing the brother or sister who helps us.
所以我们要学会听他。
So we have to learn to listen to him.
我们常常有的困难是没有听见主，只能听见人。
Often our difficulty is that we do not hear what Lord says, but we only hear what man says.
所以我们听不见主，只能听见人。所以摩西、以利亚就跟主耶稣差不多。
Because we cannot hear what the Lord says, therefore, then Moses and Elijah become similar as our Lord.
如果我们能听见主，摩西和以利亚就得消失掉。
If we can hear what the Lord says, then Moses and Elijah should disappear.
这当然不只是单单的尊他为主。
It's not just call him as Lord.
这是叫我们能够真正的进入在地如同在天的生活。
And that is to help us to truly enter in the reality of living on earth as it is in heaven.
在这段圣经里面，主是在山上变化形象。
In these verses, our Lord on the mountain transfigured.
他在复活以前，他已经向门徒显明，他虽然是肉身在地上，但事实上是活在天上。
Before he resurrected, while he was still in flesh, he already showed to his disciples, although he lives on earth, but actually he's in heaven.
那现在呢？他已经复活，升到天上去。
And now he already resurrected and also ascending heaven.
如果我们能够在圣灵里面听见他的声音。
If we can hear his voice within the Holy Spirit.
我们是在地上，但是天上，我们的主把他的话给我们。
Although we are on earth, but our Lord in heaven gave us his words.
这不只是在地如同在天。
This is not just live on earth as it is in heaven.
这要像保罗所说的，我们要与主同坐在天上。
Just like Paul says, we shall sit together with our Lord in heavenness.
与主同坐在天上是可以经历的。
This is something we can experience to sit together with the Lord in heavenness.
但是我们如果听不见他。
But if we cannot hear him,
或者我们不听他,
or we do not listen,
与主同坐在天上对我们是一个问号。
Sit together with the Lord in heavenness is a question mark to us.
而且这段圣经之后你发现有遇到属灵的征战。
And after those verses, then they encounter spiritual warfare.
如果你在属灵的征战中你想要在主的得胜上有份。
If when you face spiritual warfare and you should overcome by the overcoming of the Lord.
因为对主耶稣来讲，属灵的征战主已经得胜了。
For the Lord, our Lord really overcame with the spiritual warfare.
他在十字架上已经打破了撒旦的头。
He has already crushed the head of Satan when he was on cross.
世人把他钉十字架。但他却把世界钉在十字架上。
The world has crucified him, but he has crucified the world on the cross.
他把这世界的王从这个世界赶出去了。
He has already cast out the prince of the world out of the world.
而且他升到天上去。
And he has ascended to heaven.
他已经得胜了。
He's already overcome.
哥罗西斯说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了所有一切的仇敌。
In the book of Colossians says that when he ascended on high, he has taken all the enemies captive.
对我们来讲是真实的，还是一个还需要再明白的事。
To us, is that a reality or something we still need to understand?
但是我们如果能听他。
But if we can listen to him.
活在天同在的世界。
Live in the reality as if it's in heaven.
基督的得胜。就是教会的得胜。
Then the victory of Christ is the victory of the church.
基督的得胜就是跟随他圣徒的得胜。
The victory of Christ are the victory of those who follow him.
这是很宝贵的。
That's so precious.
盼望主能够帮助我。
May the Lord help us.
哇，很抱歉，我还有不少东西。
I still have a lot would like to share.
我想时间的缘故，我必须暂时停在这。
Because of time, but I have to stop here.
如果有机会，主还可以有引导的话，我们还有再继续交通。
If there are other opportunities and the Lord guides, then we can continue to share.
那你发现刚才没有所提的每一件。
But you realize for each point we mentioned.
没有一件是不需要圣灵充满的。
There is nothing that does not need the Holy Spirit.
而且每一件。都跟我们日常生活息息相关。
And each one of them is closely related to our daily life.
所以预备有是天天的事情。
So to be ready is something we need to do every day.
那个 Triple A 有一个服务就是你没有油可以帮你加油。
There's a service of AAA is that when you are out of gas, they can refill it for you.
有时候也许我们开到高速公路，正在高兴的时候，停了。
It might be that when in the middle of the highway, then our car stopped.
但是我们在这里还可以搞 AAA 啊。
And at that time, we can still find AAA.
但是主耶稣如果来的时候 ，AAA 就没有用。
But when our Lord Jesus comes back, AAA is nothing anymore.
趁着可以加油的时候，天天加油。
While there is chance to refill the gas, let's refill it up every day.
愿主怜悯我们，让我们能够常常的求他圣灵充满我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us, so we can always seek after Him to have Him fill us with the Holy Spirit.
真的希望主怜悯我们，在他来的时候。我们这个器皿是装满的状态，油装满的状态。
Really need the Lord to be merciful to us, so when He comes back, as this vessel, we are being filled by the oil.
希望我们可以彼此鼓励。
So let us encourage one another.
希望我们能够彼此帮助，能够见主的时候欢欢喜喜的迎接他。
And let us help one another, so when we see the Lord, we can truly joyfully welcoming His return.
凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。
Blessed are those who are being called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.
这话是真实的。
And these are the true sayings of God.
希望在我们身上是真实的。
I hope these are also the reality upon us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们求你给我们回头的亮光。
Lord, do pray that you give us the light as we look back.
人的话是有限。
Man's words are so limited.
人实在没有办法把你的心意透彻表明。
Man cannot clearly show forth your will.
但求你圣灵做人所不能做的工作。
But do pray your Holy Spirit do the work that man cannot do.
好叫我们能够每一位都是欢欢喜喜的预备，而且是欢欢喜喜的迎接你自己的再来。
So that each one of us can be joyfully prepared and also joyfully welcoming your return.
谢谢你给我们悔改的机会。
Thank you for giving us the chance to repent.
谢谢你给我们预备的机会。
And thank you for giving us the chance to prepare.
谢谢你的慈言是等候我们能够快快的预备好。
Thank you for your tearing of return is so that waiting for us to be ready.
谢谢你的怜悯。
And we thank you for your mercy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.